listen to The Shawn. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The official 9/11 memorial services are over, but another remembrance event takes place overnight in New York. Scott Maiman reports.
It's been another moving anniversary for those who attended.
I'm okay. I mean, it's a sad day, so it was good to see everyone come out.
The bells have tolled, marking the 23rd anniversary of 9/11. Another significant event here in New York. Two beams of light to illuminate the night sky, representing where the Twin Towers once stood. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Lower Manhattan.
As she and Post Malone accepted an award during the Video Music Awards telecast on MTV, Taylor Swift paid tribute to the victims of 9/11.
I've just been thinking about what happened 23 years ago. Everyone who lost a loved one and everyone that we lost. And that is the most important thing about today. And everything that happens tonight falls behind that.
Hurricane Francine, a Category 2 at the time, it made landfall today in Terrebonne Parish, and it's impacting Louisiana and Mississippi. High winds and flooding rains are expected. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Gulfport, Mississippi.
As Francine inched closer to landfall, its outer bands reached New Orleans.
Stay inside. Hunker down. Now is the time.
State officials have been working with FEMA for days. At least 2,300 Louisiana National Guardsmen standing by.
Now Tropical Storm Francine is 35 miles west-northwest of New Orleans with 75-mile-per-hour maximum sustained winds. Three huge wildfires are ravaging Southern California. Police have arrested one person, arson suspect, that is, in the Line Fire. CBS's Ben Tracy has spoken with Eric Sherwin of the San Bernardino County Fire Department.
The wind-driven flames destroyed at least 39 homes and cabins. A popular ski resort was also threatened.
We have active fire on both sides of this canyon, but the heat that exists and the fuel that's still out there presents a very real risk to all of these communities.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on this day after the first presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris.
As for another possible debate, Trump is publicly skeptical, but both teams are in talks with networks about a second encounter, and interest remains high. More than 57 million people watched, more than watched the first debate back in June.
Catching flack after a post on X is far-right activist Laura Loomer, who takes aim at VP Kamala Harris's South Asian heritage, referring to the White House smelling like curry and speeches facilitated via call center. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia calls it extremely racist and says Loomer should take down that post. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely Wisconsin voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Governor Evers had to cancel plans to visit a northern Wisconsin high school Tuesday because of a threat. The superintendent in Hurley became concerned about a social media post and canceled school for the rest of the day. Local law enforcement looked into it and determined the threat was not serious. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your players' strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Light south winds and lows will drop to the lower 60s. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, highs of the upper 70s, winds out of the east, upper 70s on Friday. We'll see a mostly cloudy sky. Currently 62 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will dive into the Marquette University Law School polling, plus special guest host Earl Ingram Jr. Don't miss it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. What a day, huh? What a debate. Did you check out that debate last? Did you watch it? Did you listen to it? I thought it was just amazing. I'll give you my complaints first. It really seemed like the moderators let Trump walk all over them. He got about 5 minutes more speaking time. I think it was 43 minutes versus 37. If I'm doing this from memory, you can look it up. But it was something on that order. And, he would just say things and they would say, oh, well, okay, yeah, go ahead. And, to rebut things that Vice President Harris had said, but she never had an opportunity to do the same or never claimed an opportunity. And, you know, we had some friends over and we were watching the thing, and one of our friends was like, come on, fight back. And I get it. I totally get it. But I think that her strategy was to kind of be above it all in a way, and to bait him, B-A-I-T, not debate, but bait, dangle the little worm in front of him. And he jumped at every single one of them. He goes off on, he repeated this racist lie that came out of a white supremacist website a couple of days ago about the Haitian immigrants. I mean, this is actually, it's a fascinating story. What happened in this town in Ohio, this is Springfield, Ohio. It was a town in 1960, it had 80,000 people. And the town just started dying. It had shrunk down to 58,000 people. And, the mayor and the city council and whatnot, they got together and they gave businesses in the town an incentive to, build factories and do stuff. But there literally were not enough workers. And so several thousand, actually, legal green card holding Haitian immigrants. These are black people from Haiti, which is why the white supremacists are going nuts and why Trump and Vance are going nuts. But this is what the Daily Mail said. The immigrants had social security numbers and job permits, paid taxes, and lived in houses that were emptied and boarded up as the town shrank. They put the town back together. The mayor loves these people. There's a very low crime. They work hard. And apparently that's what, Vance meant when he's, or Trump meant when he said that the town had been devastated, I'm telling you. And Sean, I'm going to play this audio out of my computer. This is the moment in the debate. Kat Abu says, 78 seconds of pure art. And I don't disagree. This is the moment in the debate where I think Donald Trump completely lost it. He starts out with a lie. And then he takes the bait where she said, well, and they don't even like, she went into this whole thing about how people show up for his rallies and they leave in the middle and they're bored with him. And And he couldn't deal with it. Here it is.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country. Yeah. And if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
People just aren't buying this.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people on television saying the dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice
we'll
President Harris,
out.
I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme.
I mean, she's just basically laughing at him. And you know, the whole country was. I mean, you know, this is just beyond pathetic. Trump's abortion answer, for example, was just insane. Another, again, he got corrected by the moderator. He says, the vote, they have abortion in the ninth month. They even have, and you can look at the governor of West Virginia. He meant Virginia. He was talking about Ralph Northam. Who, by the way, here's the backstory. Ralph Northam is an obstetrician and gynecologist. He delivered babies for a living for years and years, and then he became the Democratic governor of Virginia some time ago. He's not right now. And he was asked one time about what happens when babies are born who are going to die, badly birth defect or badly deformed babies, and you don't know it until they're born, and they just, they have, a couple of days. And what he said was, well, they're going to die. What you do is you just try to make them as comfortable as possible, and sometimes you intervene because they're just in so much pain, but, typically you just try to, it was a very compassionate thing. But, so Trump says, the previous governor of West Virginia, not the current governor, he's doing an excellent job, but the governor before, he said the baby will be born and we will decide what to do with the baby. In other words, we will execute the baby because they're radical. The Democrats are radical in that. But her vice presidential pick says abortion in the ninth month is absolutely fine. He also says execution after birth, it's execution. No longer abortion because the baby is born, it's okay, and that's okay with me. Hence the vote. But what I did is something for 52 years they've been trying to get Roe v. Wade into the states. I believe strongly in it. Ronald Reagan did also. 85% of Republicans do. But we were able to get it. Now states are voting on it. And for the first time, you're going to see, look, this is an issue that's torn our country apart for 52 years. Every legal scholar, every Democrat, every Republican, liberal, conservative, they all wanted this issue to be brought back to the states so the people could vote. Of course, these are just complete lies that Trump is telling. He says, I did a great service in doing it. It took courage to do that. And the Supreme Court had great courage in doing it. And I give tremendous credit to those six justices. And Lindsay Davis says, there is no state in the country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. Yeah, finally somebody says it. And then, the weird has started. I mean, it just, the weird... Where did this go? I mean, this is Donald Trump. First off, he says ABC needs to be shut down. Shut down. They need to have their license revoked because they fact checked him. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, just a few hours ago, and he said this is a rigged deal. The moderators are correcting everything. They weren't correcting her. And when, the Fox and Friends people said, well, why don't you think they corrected her? Well, obviously, it's because she wasn't lying. But anyhow, he says, because they're dishonest. He says, I think ABC took a big hit last night. To be honest, they're a news organization. They have to be licensed to do it. They ought to take away their license for the way they did that. He says this was a debate. It was 3-1, meaning David Muir and Lindsey Davis and Kamala Harris were all against him. You know, poor Donald Trump. And then Ainsley Earhart on Fox and Friends, she plays a compilation of what she describes as lies that Harris told during the debate, right? That Trump plans on implementing Project 2025. He's saying now, I don't even know what it is, but, you know, we all know what's going on, that he will sign a national abortion ban. He has already said he would do that. He's debating over how many weeks it should be. He's been back and forth on it, of course. When Harris said that Trump had said there are very fine people on both sides, according to Ainsley Earhart, that's a lie, because later on Trump said, Nazis should be condemned totally. Yeah, right. Later on. She mentioned that Trump had said that there will be a bloodbath if the outcome of the election is not to his liking. And according to Fox, that's a lie, because later Trump said, when I said bloodbath, I was talking about the economy, of course. Yeah. So Trump says, I think it was one of my better debates, maybe my best debate. Right. And then, you know, I mentioned weird. Let me really mention weird. Elon Musk tweets last night after Taylor Swift, and I'm going to share her endorsement with you in a few minutes, but after Taylor Swift comes out and endorses Kamala Harris, Elon Musk, the guy who has, what, 11 children by, what, 4 or 5 women? He thinks there are not enough children in the world, and he's like all about impregnating women. He tweets this out. Fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life. Ooh. I mean, ooh. And then Donald Trump was saying, yes or no, is it better if Ukraine wins the war against Russia? And Trump wouldn't answer that question. I mean, it was just totally weird. He claimed that immigrants have the highest level of criminality, and actually the opposite is true. The rate of crime per 100,000 people in America among U.S.-born citizens for violent crimes, it's 220, more or less, per 100,000. But for undocumented immigrants, it's like 70 per 100,000. For property crimes, for natural-born American citizens, it's 175 roughly per 100,000. Undocumented immigrants, around 30. As Steve Rattner published these statistics this morning, he probably talked about them on Morning Joe. You can see it over on Twitter. And even the Fox News folks are saying that... didn't go so well for Donald. Well, it didn't. I mean, you know, it was a disaster for him. Now, I have to tell you, there were times when I was watching it when I thought, you know, damn, she really needs to rebut this. And I'm concerned that there were some people, you know, low information voters in the Midwest who were watching going, oh, really? You know, to Trump's lies, taking them seriously. But, you know, that said, I think he blew it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So I have a little more to share with you and Taylor Swift's endorsement and whatnot, but and then I'll be picking up your call. So what say you? Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy. If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. Just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. And high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
If Trump wins, they won't just tweet, they'll burn it all down. Republicans rise, tearing through every town. Silence the news, command or conquer, they say. A political purge as dissent fades away.
America for sale.
So welcome back. My op-ed today is titled 9/11's Darkest Irony, Trump's Peace Candidate Debate Scam Unraveled. And there's kind of two pieces to this. The first is that Trump, on several occasions last night, tried to portray himself as the peace candidate. And, you know, he has said that no soldiers died while he was president. Actually, 65 members of our military died while he was president. Only 16 have died while Joe Biden is president, has been president. And of those 16, 13 of them died in Afghanistan as the result of Trump shutting down 10 Air Force bases and forcing and negotiating with the Taliban, letting 5,000 Taliban fighters out of prison. The guy who blew himself up was let out of prison as a result of Trump's deal with the Taliban 3 days before he blew himself up and killed those 13 American soldiers. That was Trump. That's on Trump. And the guy who's now running Afghanistan, who was one of the 5,000 prisoners that Trump released, you know, a killer and a terrorist, and now he's running the damn country. So you got that. And this, but this is also the anniversary of 9/11, and I think it's pretty important to remember, you know, what Donald Trump told his biographer. This is going to come out of the 360, Sean. What Donald Trump told his biographer about 9/11, what he was planning on doing. This was before the election of 2000.
As a matter of fact, this in interviews in 1999 with respected journalists and longtime Bush family friend, Mickey Herskowitz, then Governor George Bush stated, "One of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander in chief. My father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency," end quote.
There you go. And now over 7,000 Americans died in Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11. And with regard to Afghanistan, a couple of days after 9/11, Mullah Omar, who was the leader of Afghanistan at the time, offered to arrest bin Laden and send him to a neutral third country for trial, and George Bush turned him down. Said, "No, I want a war. I want to be a war president. War presidents get reelected." He learned this from Ronald Reagan with his little war with Grenada. His dad tried it with Kuwait, but his dad's war only lasted 3 days, and Bush was like, "My war is not going to last 3 days." And thus we got these two, you know, 20-plus year wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, that were both completely unnecessary. And in fact, the Iraq war was just based on lies. So, you know, let's remember the people who died on 9/11. That is a solemn occasion. But let's also remember how badly Donald Trump, you know, screwed this up. George Bush, excuse me, screwed this up. And cost our country trillions of dollars and thousands of lives, not to mention hundreds of thousands of lives in the Middle East.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, America Today remembered the victims of 9/11 killed 23 years ago with a reading of their names at the World Trade Center site in New York.
Donald W. Jones.
Judith Lauder Jones.
Linda Jones.
tropical storm Franklin, Francine, that is drenching the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. Here's WWL-TV meteorologist Chris Franklin.
Flash flooding is already occurring. We could see an additional 2 to 3 inches of rain in these areas. So it's really all along kind of the I-10 corridor through the next couple of hours.
A huge wildfire burning in Southern California has forced people to flee their homes. Orange County Assistant Sheriff John McCullough had a warning for those who might be thinking about looting the homes of those who've evacuated.
We have a large police presence in the area to maintain the safety and security of our residents and their homes in the affected area. And we will enforce the law.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work is underway on a project to hook up every home in Superior to the internet. James Kelly has more.
The project seeks to connect about 850 homes in the area to a new fiber network, with plans to expand to every neighborhood in the city. This portion of the project will cost about $7 million of the $40 to $60 million it will take to connect the entire city over 5 to 8 years. The funding was provided by pandemic-era relief money. I'm James Kelly.
A former high school football coach in the Madison area is suing his former employer. Jason Pertzborn resigned last year while school officials investigated an allegation of bullying in the football program. Pertzborn now says he felt pressured to quit. He says school officials lied to him and intimidated him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, The Dark's I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Light south winds and lows will drop to the lower 60s. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, highs of the upper 70s, winds out of the east. Upper 70s on Friday, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky. It's 60 at our studios.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
But wait, there's more. As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is.
And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Davis was one of the two moderators last night, and she is enduring vile, racist, and sexist abuse on social media from Donald Trump followers, which, of course, I suppose is to be expected. She's the one who said there is no state in this country where it's legal to kill a baby after it's born. And on Elon Musk's little, whatever you call that thing, Twitter machine, they just went nuts. One user said, put a muzzle on your chick moderator. Another one said, and she's an idiot DEI moderator, which is, you know, the current way that white supremacists refer to black people who are successful. She was called a nasty woman. She was called the B word. She was called the C word. It's remarkable what Donald Trump and Elon Musk have done to this country in terms of just coarsening, uglyizing. I realize it's not a word, but I lack a word that says that. Making just horrible our political discourse. So what's on your mind? What did you think of last night? David in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, great. Wonderful to hear. I made my first call to your show shortly after the June debate, the Monday after the June debate.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you were out, but I got to talk to Jeffers, and it was great. What I wanted to call about today is that I haven't heard or seen anybody talking about this, and they may have, but at least twice in the debate yesterday, Donald Trump stated that if elected president, he would break federal law before he was inaugurated. He said multiple times he would negotiate an end to the Ukraine war before he was inaugurated.
Which is a violation of the Logan Act.
Exactly, which I'm not an expert on, but because we live in the Trump era, I know about it because they broke it in 2016. Wasn't that what Michael Flynn was in trouble for?
Yep.
Prior to the inauguration?
Yeah, so, well, in part. Yeah, well, Michael Flynn was in trouble for taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from a foreign government and working on their behalf, spying for them, feeding information to Russia, and then lying to the FBI about it, exactly. If my recollection is correct. You might want to fact check that. I may have something wrong there, but close.
I do remember in late December 2016 there was something involving Russia and the Trump transition team where they were in violation of, I guess you're not in violation unless you get prosecuted for it, but I guess that's where we are. So I just wanted to bring that up, and it's, I haven't heard anybody mention it, and he said it a couple times in that Ukraine answer, and I just wanted to bring it up, go ahead.
And Trump would never say that he wanted Ukraine to win. I mean, the guy is either terrified of Putin or in love with Putin. I don't know which it is, maybe both. He's taken literally hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs over the years. They launder their money through real estate in the United States, and he's been one of the major facilitators of those things. He takes hundreds of millions of dollars in cash, which, you know, should be a flag. It's this huge loophole in our money laundering laws that needs to be fixed. But anyhow, back to you, David, for your final comment.
Yes, and I just want to say, I know we're all ecstatic for obvious reasons that Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala after the debate, and the timing was great because it just pounds that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But on a personal level, it's especially sweet because both my parents and my wife's parents are, wife's father, not mother, but wife's father, are extreme MAGAs. And he actually took us, our whole family, about 10 of us, to Germany this summer to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
And so we were all there together with him and dancing up, and he had the friendship bracelets on and everything, and we're all Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's just eating them alive this morning. And now I know next time I see them, I don't even have to wear, like, a political shirt. I just put on a Taylor Swift shirt and get them.
Okay, well, good luck with that, David.
Hey, Tom, say a prayer for us. We have a family wedding on November 2nd. So
okay.
Say a prayer.
Yeah, we'll do, David. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. This is what Taylor Swift said, by the way. She issued this thing last night. She said, like many of you, I watched the debate tonight. If you haven't already, now is a great time to do your research on the issues at hand and the stances these candidates take on the topics that matter to you the most. As a voter, I make sure to watch and read everything I can about their proposed policies and plans for this country. She said, recently I was made aware that an AI of me, and she puts me in quotation marks, falsely endorsing Donald Trump's presidential run was posted on his site. It really conjured up my fears around AI and the dangers of spreading misinformation. It brought me to the conclusion that I need to be very transparent about my actual plans for this election as a voter. The simplest way to combat misinformation is with the truth. So she says, I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. I'm voting for Kamala Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe need a warrior to champion them. I think she is steady-handed, a gifted leader, and I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos. I was so heartened and impressed by her selection of running mate Tim Walz, who has been standing up for LGBTQ rights, IVF, and a woman's right to her own body for decades. I've done my research. I've made my choice. Your research is all yours to do, and the choice is yours to make. I also want to say, especially to first-time voters, remember that in order to vote, you have to be registered. I also find it's much easier to vote early. I'll link where to register and find early voting dates and info in my story. With love and hope, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. Yeah, Trump has got to be fuming. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy day after debate day.
Indeed. What a sigh of relief. You know, I've been in a state of anxiety all week.
Yeah, me too. Before I get to my main point, just a brief comment on the Taylor Swift endorsement. My wife is not one of those young people. She's 70 plus, but she's a big Swiftie herself, and she was really pleased to see her Taylor's response.
That's right.
There.
Yeah. Taylor Swift appeals to all ages. I mean, it's just she just writes good music and performs good music, you know, and apparently puts on a hell of a show.
Absolutely. So the main reason why I call is I just wanted to respond to some of the Fox Noise and other righties are saying about how the ABC moderators were biased against Trump and it was 3-1 up there and so forth. Mm-hmm. I assume they say that because the moderators tried to slightly correct 3 of his over 30 lies.
Yep.
But in contrast, I was amazed and disappointed that, as you noted at the beginning of your show today, they let Trump push and bully his way into an extra response segment on virtually every question.
Yep.
I was literally yelling at the TV after
yep,
a while.
Yep, me too. And my friend Constance, our friend Constance, she was really upset. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was aggravating. Now, I've heard that someone tracked the time and that Trump had 30% more speaking time overall. You mentioned some numbers on that earlier. I'm wondering if someone in the mainstream media could verify the numbers and post that publicly.
They have been verified, and I've got it somewhere in my stack, or it was in one of the articles that I was sharing with you. But I think I threw it away, so I'll have to find it during the break, you know, at the top of the hour here. But my recollection is that Trump had 43 minutes and Kamala Harris had 35 or 36 or 37. But you know, let me get the exact numbers to you after the break, and you know, at the top of the hour, and I'll.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good rebuttal. I think that would be to the Fox writing charge of ABC bias. So I'm glad you can put that together. Thank you.
Yeah, they definitely cut him some slack that they did not cut her, or that she didn't ask for. You know, one or the other. And obviously the mics weren't turned off like we were all told they would be, because he would just start blurting stuff out and it came right through. So, Marty, thanks for the call. Good one. David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David, what's on your mind? Thanks for listening to WGRN.
Hi. I didn't look at all the debate. I looked at most of it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of unhappy with what Harris said on 2 points. I thought she did fairly good, but she didn't condemn Netanyahu, who is a real culprit in the Middle East as far as Gaza. Right. She didn't call him a war criminal. And then also, she keeps supporting the oil companies and with fracking, which is the oil companies are dying, and we're past peak oil, and it's going to take more energy to get oil out of the ground than it is to get the oil energy that you get out of the ground. So I think she needs to stop taking money from these big lobbies and stop taking money from the Israeli lobby, and the Democrats just need to have some backbone and stop taking this crummy lobby money, which distorts their image.
I don't think it's the lobby money, particularly the fossil fuel industry is not giving, to the best of my knowledge, any money to Democrats, or at least to Democrats like Kamala Harris. I think it's that, you know, these are two issues where you can get burned. And this is a very, very important election. And I get it that she's just kind of backing off on them. I would love for her to be more assertive with the exact same points that you're making. But it's not going to happen, and this is what we've got. The only thing where I thought she blew it, I didn't think she blew it on those answers, because I understood, you know, the political expediency that was necessary. But where I thought she blew it was the very first question. He said, you know, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And she should have had an answer ready for that. Yes, you know, we're record low unemployment, record low inflation. We've tamed the monster. We've created 15 million new jobs, more than any president in history. I mean, she could have, but that's all Biden stuff, you know, and I get it that she's trying to, you know, blow her own horn and talk about her own, you know, future plans, and I'm my own person and whatnot. But I think that she could have answered that in a way that really would have slashed at Trump, and she failed to.
I agree. I also feel that we need to have more knowledge on energy.
Yeah.
I think it's a real gap there.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you about that either. That's why I wrote about it this week. David, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back.
Hartman.
Stay with
me. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently. You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. And higher amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511.
In the land of the free, something's gonna ride. From the White House halls to the Ohio sky. Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance is strange. The Republicans' antics out of range. They're all weird, can't you see? From sea to shining sea.
Welcome back. Yeah, they are all weird. I'm looking through the things that I printed out this morning for the show, because I thought for sure I had the I'm just going to have to look it up, I guess, during the break, because it's not in the stuff I printed out about, you know, what, how many minutes each of them got. I do know that Trump got more minutes than Harris did. But I apparently didn't print it out. So anyway, back to your phone calls. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
I am great, but I'll get better, Stephen. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I wanted to just mention something. You know, when the other caller was just saying a moment ago about how they cut her off, one thing that really upset me was when he made that accusation that Putin supported Harris. He did the same exact thing Putin did several months back with Biden. And most people know that Trump's lips are epoxy to his rear end. So we all, most of us know this already. So, but one thing I wanted to say, though, is I really take great offense to Donald Trump getting up there. I'm so glad she mentioned Afghanistan, what he did in 2020, the fact that he invited the Taliban to our Camp David.
On 9/11.
I'm going to tell you, I think that is highly offensive, especially with today, with the anniversary of that today.
Yeah.
And that is just a slap in the face to Lady Liberty, as far as I'm concerned. How he can sit there and talk about negotiating with a terrorist. How on earth is anybody with a half a mind knows you cannot do that? I mean, even Ronald Reagan years ago, what was it he used to say about during the – with Carter and Reagan in 1980, you can't negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous, this man is. And then sitting there mentioning Viktor Orbán, as a expert leader, of course.
Right.
It's always terrorist with Trump. You are the company you keep. He hobnobs with terrorists, rapists, child molesters, you know, and terrorists. I mean, this is who this man is. He's a disgrace. He is a disgrace. I tell you, I think he's a low-life sleazeball. I don't think he has any sort of redeemable qualities. And I tell you, I hope come November, I hope when we go low, we crush them. As far as I'm concerned, when they go low, we crush them.
Yeah.
It's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of this man, and I'm sick of everything he stands for. I'm sick of the little hoodlums that support him. Anybody watching that debate last night that is still for him needs their heads examined. They need to go in prison with him, because they are just as much of a fruitcake as he is, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you, Stephen, and very well said. Thank you very much. Bob in Cardiff, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Oh, yeah, Tom. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, there's one item about that debate that nobody seems to have mentioned that for some reason irritated me more than most, and that was that that the moderators continually referred to Trump as President Trump.
Yeah, that bothered me too, because he's former President Trump.
Yeah, in fact, I looked it up. He's not even former. He's the proper way to address somebody like that is Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who also was former Trump.
Yeah.
You know, a former president.
Well,
and I don't, maybe that didn't bother anybody else, but like you say, it did you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, they introduced him right from the get go. It was President Trump.
Yep. Every darn time, you know.
And I'm guessing that he stipulated that in the rules for the debate, and they all agreed to that. Because he's trying to keep this lie alive that he's actually the president right now. You know, this whole QAnon
thing.
Well,
especially in a country where half the people think he is still the president.
I know, it's 70% of the 24% who are Republicans. Yes, I get it.
Yep, not half, but way too many.
Yeah,
no.
There you go, Bob. I completely agree with you. Thanks for pointing that out. We'll be right back on the other side. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.